This is ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland with Kat Feeney.
And g'day, if you've just joined in from regional Queensland, great to be with you. I do have a question that I'd like you to help me answer this afternoon. I kind of wonder, thinking of the Oscars, you know, if you sat at a table at a fancy dinner event or whatever, what do you say to the people around you that you don't really know? Like, what is acceptable small talk in 2020? Because it used to be that you could just chat about the weather. But now I feel that even talking about the weather kind of maybe puts you at risk of entering into a political discussion. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like the weather was a safe topic, and now not even the weather is a safe topic if you want to just make polite small talk, general chit-chat, without really, you know, engaging in something that could see you possibly offend someone, even though you don't intend to offend them. This is a risk that I feel like you carry when you make your way through this world in this day and age. And I'm kind of wondering whether it's because some of the toxicity that exists online, in our interactions online, has affected our offline interactions, our face-to-face interactions. I mean, when was the last time you felt comfortable just striking up a conversation with a stranger at the bus stop? I mean, have you lately? Have you had a pleasant interaction with a stranger lately? If you have, if you've engaged in nice small talk with someone you didn't know all that well recently, why don't you give me a call and tell me what it is you talked about and what it is that led you to have a chit-chat with a stranger. I'd like to hear that. I really hope that we haven't lost the ability to just engage in polite chit-chat with strangers in 2020. So if you've had a lovely conversation with someone you didn't know very well, at the bus stop, at the grocery store, wherever it may be, why don't you give me a call right now and tell me about that experience? 1-300-222-612 is my phone number. That is 1-300-222-612.
You're listening to Kat Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
What do you talk about when you can't even talk about the weather without risking a political conversation? This is what I want to talk with you about this afternoon, Jodie Bashay-McLean. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kat.
Oh, hang on. Where's your microphone? There we go.
Hello. Here we are. Good afternoon.
Hello. Now, you're our regular etiquette expert. You're the director of June Daly Watkins.
I am.
And you probably know quite a few things about small talk. In fact, you're probably a big expert on all things small talk.
I'm not an expert, but I have read a lot and I try to put some of the things into action. I must admit, I'm a bit fearful of small talk. It's not my favourite thing to do, but I have to do it
sometimes. Why are you fearful of small talk?
Because essentially it's talking to strangers, and that's we're taught from a very young age that we shouldn't talk to strangers.
Oh, that's so interesting.
So we're going against the force of nature in a way.
Okay. See, I have this idea that, be that as it may, and maybe I'm being nostalgic for something I've never actually experienced personally, and that's why I'm nostalgic, because I have no actual sense of the real truth of the matter. But I have this feeling that back in the day, we were more adept at small talk, at the art of conversation. And especially if, for instance, you're waiting at the bus stop and it's a lovely morning and the bus hasn't arrived yet, but that's fine. And you know, this is pre-mobile phone, and you're waiting at the bus stop and you would engage the other people at the bus stop, the other human beings sharing that space with you, in polite small talk. Now, you didn't want to get too deep into anything because these are people you don't know and you're on the bus with them and you're probably going to see them around, so you don't really want to get into the nitty-gritty. But you would know how to, and you would engage in polite small talk. I feel this isn't happening in 2020 anymore.
Well, it's not, because of technology.
Is that why?
Absolutely. We're all very insular now, and we need to be entertained. Very few of us can just sit with ourselves and look out the window and, as Miss Daly often says, just to daydream. We need to be occupied. We need to occupy our mind. We need to be seen to be doing something. Just sitting and being with one, a lot of people aren't comfortable doing so. And a lot of people don't like small talk because they feel it's not being authentic, that it's meaningless. And depending on your personality type, your communication style, small talk can be a huge obstacle in a day-to-day operation, and that's why people will read a book, because they're in their own little space, they're in their own little bubble, and it's far easier to be on a telephone or a mobile phone looking at Facebook or social media or their email. So we're preoccupied.
Avoiding the actual humans that you share this place with. I mean, I just think there's something interesting there. And I mean, by the way, if you're listening and you'd like to join the conversation, the phone number is 1-300-222-612. That's 1-300-222-612. We're talking about small talk today. Because, Jodie, what I think is happening, so you're, again, with the bus stop scenario, where maybe there was small talk happening back in the day. Now, you might have three people all face down on their mobile phone, engaging in conversation, maybe with family members via text, so people they do know, and maybe an important conversation. Or maybe they're engaging in conversation with strangers in the virtual world via social media, people they don't know. So you've got a person, living, breathing person sitting next to you. You're on your phone and you're talking, or in some cases, yelling, because the tone of discourse online can be quite aggressive, as we know, with a stranger. Why have we allowed this to happen? Why aren't we putting the phone down and actually talking to the person next to us and saying, oh, well, Dave, you watched the Oscars today, or, oh.
I think we have more confidence online than we do in person. So it's far easier to engage with a stranger online and be witty, and you can actually think about what you're going to write. You can have some premeditation, whereas face-to-face takes a lot of courage, because you feel that, well, that person, when they communicate, they're looking into your eyes, or so they should.
So are we just cowardly now, that we can't face up to a face-to-face conversation and just make some simple small talk?
And some people couldn't be bothered. They would much rather go into their own world. They're more insular, depending, again, on personality types.
And look, and that's fine. I mean, look, I'm not expecting, and I'm not saying that you absolutely must always chatter away, because you need to respect people's personal space, and you need to know that you might be having a bad morning, and the very last thing you want is someone to be nattering away at you. But I just feel like there was a time when we knew how to engage in polite, casual conversation in the real world, and now we can barely do that in the real world. And plus, we're not really engaging in polite small talk online either. That's what I think.
We're not. And I think it's all based on fear of rejection, fear of someone looking at you and thinking, why in the world are you talking to me? So we don't want that. We want to be protected, want to protect our self-esteem, ourselves. So rather than engage, I think the perfect example, and perhaps it's not small talk, but I have a dog and we walk our dog, try to most days, and the dynamic of coming towards another person who has a dog, so you're a dog owner, so there's a connection, and I often will time it to see who will say good morning first. So you are passing one another, it's early in the morning.
It's going to happen.
It doesn't always happen.
There's a crossing of what the g'day won't
no,
be?
No, no. So I will... Usually it starts with you're looking towards them, and sometimes it'll be simply a nod. Maybe they have their earphones in. And again, it's about this disconnection.
Okay, yeah.
So it's very difficult if someone has earphones or earpods in, they have a telephone. They did a study, they called it the iPhone effect in 2014, and it basically said people will not engage with you if you have a telephone in your hand or mobile phone in your hand. So the iPhone effect is very much a big part of our social status and how we communicate with others. They say when you are trying to make small talk, if you have a mobile phone in your hand, you're not going to be successful, because that person is reading the visual clues and they're seeing that phone in your hand and they're thinking you're not really connected. And that's where authenticity comes into it as well. Some people don't like to make small talk because they can't do it well, and they don't want to seem as they're not really interested. They're just going through the mechanics.
Okay. I'm going to ask you about some tips for small talk in a moment, but I want to bring in Laura on the Sunshine Coast at this point, because Laura, you love engaging in small talk. G'day.
Hi.
So tell me about the way that you spend your time with strangers in public. I mean, are you engaging someone in a chat at the bus stop? What's happening in your life, Laura?
Well, it wasn't at the bus stop, but I was actually in a local shop, and I complimented a woman on her jeans recently.
Yeah.
They were pretty fun. And she just responded with a bit of a story about how she came to acquire them, how much she loved them, and it was a really nice conversation about Yeah, about her teens.
See, this is great. What a positive encounter. And I bet you walked away from that feeling fantastic. How'd you feel?
Oh, yeah. We were both sort of laughing and smiling. And we were both obviously feeling quite positive and good about the interaction that we had, for sure. Yeah.
So what do you do you find, as someone who happily will engage in small talk, do you find that you are one of few, Laura?
Well, that's really hard to judge, isn't it? Because I'm always with myself. So
sure.
There's always people talking around me.
So you're happy to engage. I love this.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm often the instigator as well. And there's usually, usually it begins with the compliment is always an in. And some, occasionally people will completely ignore a compliment. That's happened to me before as well.
Really?
I've said, wow, what a great dress. And the woman just looked straight past me and continued walking as if nothing had been said. Yeah, so, not everyone wants to engage.
Well, don't change, Laura. Don't give up. Keep complimenting, I say.
But also, just sharing a joke, I think usually, just like any comedian, if you're laughing at the world around you, there's a very good chance that the people next to you and the world around you are going to be having the same sort of giggle at usually something that's not very pleasant, but better to laugh at it than not, hey?
I love your attitude. Laura from the Sunshine Coast. Sunshine Coast in the location, Sunshine Disposition. Laura, thank you very much. So, Jody, I'm saddened to hear that people would ignore a compliment. Is this happening in 2020?
They don't want to get involved. They've sort of, it's almost like they get to a point where I have enough communication around me. I know enough people. I have enough friends. I don't need to make any more friends. And it's a fear. Why are they saying that? Perhaps they want something from me.
Oh no!
I truly believe a lot of it is based on fear. And I did something similar at Bunnings. There was a lady there, a young mum, and she was pregnant, and she looked beautiful. And I went up to her and I said, "Excuse me, I just want to say how beautiful you look." And her husband looked at me, so I was a strange person. But she said, "Thank you. I really appreciate that."
See, that's lovely. Mm. This is lovely.
And she did. And it takes a lot of confidence too to do that. So I just felt compelled to say that. She was glowing and she had this big, beautiful belly and she was struggling with the little one. And I just, So that's where you can really, if it makes you feel good to make someone else feel good,
Doesn't small talk
can be very meaningful.
It can be.
Something as simple as when you jump into a taxi or an Uber, to actually say to the driver, "How's your day going?"
Yeah.
That can mean so much to them because...
And it can improve your rating as well.
Well, perhaps. But, I think of small talk, it provokes an opportunity to make someone smile. And that's such a good thing. If we all sort of thought to ourselves, what can I do today to create small talk with someone? And it can be something. How's your day going? Mm-hmm. Have you had a good day? Has it been a busy day? And it makes them feel like they exist, that they're not invisible.
That they're seen.
They're seen.
I see you. You're on ABC Radio Brisbane in Queensland. It is 1:45. My name's Kat and you're with Jodie Bachet-McLean, who's the director of Joondalley Watkins. This is Well Mannered Monday and we're talking about small talk. Okay, I think it's pretty clear where I stand on small talk. But even as someone who is pro having a chat, I still get a little nervous sometimes because the very last thing I want to do, Jodie, is engage in a heated political conversation or like a really deep, involved, very personal conversation with someone that I don't know all that well. Because, I'll save that fine for people who I do know well and I have the emotional energy to invest or I have confidence I can say how I feel about a political issue without offending someone. I feel like in this day and age, not only is the technology getting in the way of the connection, but so many topics that used to be available to you to converse about, like the weather.
Climate change.
You can't talk about anymore.
It's up there with, politics and as we're once told that we shouldn't talk about religion, sex, politics, and now climate change, because there are so many varying opinions and some people are so passionate about their view. And you know what? That's fine. And how do you deal with that? How do you, don't want to get into a debate and you listen and you give the visual clues. I see, I understand. Mm-hmm. Or you may not say, I understand, I see. And then you gently take another tact How are the Broncos going this
about
week?
That local sporting team? I mean, is sport the last bastion of safety when it comes to small talk?
Oh, look, there are so many things. I often say, people will say, where do you start? Usually starting at the beginning of where you are, the location. What a beautiful day. Look at that view.
Look at the view. That would have been beautiful. We can't talk about it, whether it's hot or cold or wet or dry. This is a beautiful day.
Most people, I think what you need to ensure, and this is where I stand, I believe it's about being authentic. So if you're talking to someone, you have to be interested, because that makes you more interesting. There's how you can disengage and offend someone more so than talking about climate is as they're talking to you, you're looking over their shoulder.
Oh, for the next person or the next thing.
So we need to make sure we are interested in what the person's, we're listening to what they're saying. And we have to be very careful about the type of questions. I've did a little bit of a survey of recent, and one of the most offensive questions you can ask someone who is clearly perhaps not the same as you, they don't look the same, their eye colour's different, their skin colour's different, is where were you born?
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Don't go there.
Don't go. And just because perhaps their parents were born in China, but they were born, I was born here. So essentially you're saying you're different to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's ways that you package the questions. Like, where did you grow up? That's much
these
nicer.
These are helpful tips.
Absolutely.
These are helpful tips. We'll get some wise words from Jodie Bashay-McLean in a moment. It's coming up to 10 minutes to 2. I do have a storm warning I need to issue in a tick as well. Oh, by the way, the Joker has just won best score at the Oscars. I want to come to you now, though, Anne in Toowoomba. G'day.
Hi.
You think it's an age thing, the ability or inclination towards small talk?
I think it is. When I was a wee girl growing up in Scotland, my mother seemed to give off this aura for people to be attracted to, and she would have these conversations with complete strangers and she'd find out everything about them, and I remember being really embarrassed. And then I grew up and I realised I turned into my mother. and I think partly, professionally I was a nurse, midwife, and so making small talk was a way to break down barriers with people. And but I think, interestingly, now I'm in my 60s and I've retired, and I'm not having all my needs met during the day, you know, in a work environment with all different kinds of people. I think that, you know, I'm one of those dog walkers who, you know, people are coming towards me. I look for a smile. If there's a smile, you talk about the weather, you know, and you find out a lot about each other, and you can strike up friendships.
There you go. Yeah.
You know, but certainly I do think that, you know, when someone's coming towards you with headphones and you just think this is a non-starter, and you might, you know, not even smile.
Yeah. That is a challenge. I mean, try still smile, and I'm sure you do, Anne, but, you know, you're not about to say, "Oi, I'm saying something nice to you. Take your earphones." I get it. It's hard. Anne, thank you for calling. And from Shawncliffe via Tracy on the text line, "Hi, Kat, random acts of kindness are gorgeous. Jodie is gorgeous too, isn't she?" Yes, Tracy, from Shawncliffe. Jodie, can we have some wise words from you, please, this afternoon?
You may. I'm going to quote Stephen R. Covey when he's talking about the way that we communicate and how we communicate effectively. And this is the thing to remember. Most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. So listen when you're making small talk, please.
What was that? Sorry. Thank you, Jodie. And well-mannered Monday on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland. Jodie Bashay-McLean is your regular etiquette expert, and she is the director of Joondalup Watkins in Queensland.
Kat Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.